this morning. Welcome to the Moon Drip, Slum Bay. Y'all know how we just get into the flow. Enjoy the music. And get our herbal essence and our incense prayers. You know, our peace offerings. You know, how y'all went out there this morning? I hope y'all feeling good. I hope y'all are blessed. Hope you get into your destination this Monday morning and get to it and do it and get it happen. Yeah, it's a lot going on. A lot going on. We're going to collide today. But you know, as we used to do, we're just going to ride to the moon right now. You know, get soon, get in our clues, getting our ride to work. You know, bust through that traffic, weaving out of lanes, getting to the bag, to that money. You know how it is. I understand. I'm going to share some new stuff with y'all today. I'm going to go into some of my subscriptions. My subscriptions on some power plays and power moves. I'm dealing with marketing, currencies, and stuff like that. So I'm going to open up the mail and let y'all be exclusive views of what's going on. You know, choose and decide for yourself. And I'm just passing information. That's all I'm doing. Just sitting this up. Then I'm going to go over the coal laws with y'all today, go a little into that. Y'all can understand what's going on here. And then I'm going to go into the Racial Integrity Act of 1924. I'm going to go over that a little bit. I'm going to get into also the state records of South Carolina. Dealing with the Sundry Moore Act. So. We just cruising right now. We just thinking of y'all. We blessed to be here. Alhamdulillah. Our praises to the Messiah. You know, a lot of people start out their shows in the morning or night. And they had the music just flowing for a while, a few minutes or whatever. They be getting ready behind the scenes, whatever. Letting you just rotate, feel the music. I just like to get ready with you at the same time. Sometimes I already be ready, sometimes I still be getting ready. So I just decide we'll just communicate in the beginning. And we get ourselves together. So we can share information with each other. So we can grow together. So we can be blessed because we are. We blessed people. Blessed people. Stop hating ourselves. And I'm so thankful for you brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters in the struggle, you brothers and sisters in the penitentiaries, you brothers and sisters out here working, fighting for the cause, for our people to be free, to be liberated in the mind, so they can be liberated in the body and the spirit. I really appreciate y'all. It's a lot of brothers and sisters, Moors and others, who have shows and giving information to people. And that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. You can listen to water, you can make them drink. But that's your duty as a messenger. That's it, just to plant the seed. And Allah will water it and let them grow. That's the will of the creator. So, yeah. Shout out to the sisters in the struggles. Man, no nation could rise higher than this woman. Yeah, I recognize that. That's beautiful. I know, shout out to the Anad El and Ros Maria Bay. Man, I'm literature from them two sisters alone took me a long way in the struggle. Brought me up to a lot of understanding. Or they would say overstanding. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm thankful to you sisters. I point you sisters out to my sisters, our other sisters in the struggle. Man, the literature, I'm sending Austin a lot of literature to the prisons. A lot of literature to men and women in the prisons. I get a lot of mail from prisoners. Our legal group that deals with that. I get a lot of mail from prisoners. lot of parents want to send in and get their papers and they, you know, do all the things to be right dealing with the jurisdiction with them people. I understand, you know, coming from doing 14 straight in one of them places, I understand their journey. That's why I'm here for them. That's why I had a form. And the brothers and sisters call in sometimes, too. You go back to some of the shows, you'll see they on. They call in and chop it. So, you know, it's a lot going on in those prisons. Especially with COVID. There's a lot going on in prison, so we'll get into that, too. It's Suli Kambe, the Morning Drip. And we're just meditating right now. Truth, freedom, and justice. Like that. Man, I just see how they sweep the prophet Noble Jawali under the rug in his hemisphere. I see why they would. I see why they would want to sweep him under the rug. You know what I mean? If I was in their shoes, I can't blame them because I had to put my feet in the other shoes. Yeah. That's what our duty is, to be the example of that, to be law abiders, lawgivers, constitution, oaths. Yeah, that's our duty. And it's a beautiful thing when you start understanding and knowing who you are and you know how to demonstrate. And even if you know how to demonstrate to the fullest, you can still be effective if you know how to demonstrate and know what you know who you are. You feel me? You want to make all corrections where you be in being captured. People got to come get you out the belt. Okay, so one thing you just did is Morning Drip with Suli Kambe. Welcome here. This is my morning, 6/28/21, as they say, Gregorian calendar. As I start my day, y'all riding with Suli Kambe in the Morning Drip. So y'all dripping with me, how I get down, and I'm putting on for meetings as I get in the morning, get myself prepared. Give me some readings. I like to add my Moorish Quran. My Moorish Quran. That's what I like to come out of. I like to get on the Yahshua. Jesus is what you call him. I just like to get on Yahshua. I like to let that kill me come by. So I like to start on that in the morning. Giving my praises to Allah and honors to man, you know? I just go to that and find your scripture. Just let it do it. And that's what we go with today. And I'm gonna go with chapter 22, duty of the prophet. Take unto thyself a wife, obey the ordinance of Allah. Take unto thyself a wife and become a safe member of society. But examine with care, and think on thy present choice depends thy future happiness. If much of her time destroyed in dress and adornment, if she is enamored with her own beauty and guided with her own praise, if she laugheth much and talketh loud, if her foot abide not in her father's house, and her eyes with boldness roll on the faces of men, though her beauty were as the sun in the firmament of heaven, turn thy face from her arms, turn thy feet from her paths, and suffer not thy soul to be ensnared by the allurements of imagination. But when thou find sensibility of heart joined with softness of manners and accomplished mind, a form agreeable to fancy, take her home to thy house. She is worthy to be thy friend, companion in life, the wife of thy bosom. O cherish as a blessing sent to thee from heaven. Let kindness of thy behavior enter thee to her heart. She is the mistress of thy house. Treat her therefore with respect, that thy servants may obey her. Oppose not her inclination with cause. She is the partner of thy cares. Make her also the companion of thy pleasures. Reprove her faults with gentleness. Exact her obedience vigor. Trust thy secrets in her breast. Counsels are sincere. Thou shalt not be deceived. Be faithful to her bed, for she is mother of thy children. When pain and sickness assault her, let thy tenderness soothe her affliction. And a look from thee of pity and love shall alleviate her grief, or instigate her pain in more avail than 10 physicians. Consider the tenderness of her sex, the delicacy of her frame, and be not severe to her weakness, but remember thine own imperfections. It's a trip that, I went to that and went to this and flipped and where I ended up. And I like that. I like how that unfolds and it teaches you what to look for, you know. No disrespect to nobody else, because everybody got us, you know, something to work and get their stuff together. And we all been asserted in a low place before, you know. You're looking for a certain thing. And we fall a lot of time, men and women. We got to, you know, it's a certain thing you're supposed to look for, you know. And we're looking for the wrong things because our minds have been created wrong. So our images that we have and what we believe and think is true is not. So the truth and falsehood is mixed. So what you're thinking is true is mixed. So that's one. So we just got to do better. That's all. Pick each other up, you know, not really just beating each other down, but just picking each other up and just continue to be an example ourselves. That's it. Sometimes you gotta just get away. Sometimes you just gotta get away, man. You gotta get away from, and just, you gotta get away from spits and people placed in things that's not conducive to you growing. It's a struggle, y'all. It's a struggle, and this is going on every day. It's every day the stuff that we gotta deal with as in self. And as a whole, because that the self is just a reflection of the whole, and vice versa. Okay, so the prison. Okay, the prisoners been suiting the letters in, been calling in, and there's a lot going on with COVID. This is particular in California. They out there in Mill Creek in California, and I own California. And the brothers out there saying about how they doing them with the COVID. And I have no, what you call it, isolation. So if somebody's getting quarantined, they're quarantining them in warehousing them in the gym. So they write in complaining about that, you know. You catch it, you go into the gym. Other people got it. So, yeah, that's a big one. And also, man, it's people out there that know. You know, it's people out there that know, so. How the system operates, and you just got to do a lot of investigation, a lot of studying, you know, dealing with jurisdiction. Who are you and who are they, and understanding that. Study that. That's what I say for the brothers and sisters listening, the families listening to the prisoners. The jurisdiction can always be challenged. Jurisdiction doesn't have a statute of limitations. So you got to understand what jurisdiction entails, and, you know, forms of jurisdiction and how that has to be proven and dealt with. You go there, you stay there, and you see the light. Now, on the other side, that versus Oklahoma case has real big implications about the union. If only the so-called Negro blacks and coloreds, African Americans, will pick up and see who they are. Again, that Allah merciful, most merciful, most gracious, and Allah sent us the prophet and the messenger. Yes, ma'am, yes, sir, to be sure. Yes, Yahuwah, yeah. Jesus, come again. Yeah. Don't believe it? I can't make you believe nothing. I'm not here to make you believe nothing. Truth came to me from the discernment. That has to come to you from your own spirit. You have to investigate instead. You can't be scared. You can't think that what you got and what you know is answering the solution. If you have gotten no results, especially if the results have continually been passed on to you generations, the same curses have been passed down to us, curses. That's all, because we still ain't got no blessings. You feel me? We haven't been getting no blessings. You feel me? We've been getting passed down curses because we've been taught the wrong thing and we think we knew nothing, but we didn't know nothing at all. And that's the journey of life. You more you think know, the more you find out, man, I don't know nothing. And they just have a go. Yeah, so the prisoner's been calling and complaining and talking about that for a while. That's the thing. And they've been real, they love RV-based and literature that I sent me into them. The brother sent me some I know I'm a Cancer. We're in the Cancer right now, and in the zodiac, and Moon Cancer is a Cancer too. So I'm heightened. Man, my brother sent me this package. It's so beautiful. It got a Moorish brother with his spear. Yoked too. He yoked. He got his things on. His six pack, steam. And then he got the sister there. Y'all cut and chiseled. You know they got on they Moorish regalia. You know, ancient. And man. All the brothers just saying it, man. They tell how much they appreciate me, and they don't believe it. It was Father's Day card, man, and they got the Morris flag on it and all the bays, man. Man, it's so beautiful. I just shared it to you. I'm gonna buy it. Sitting here right now, it's like beautiful. My spirit it's just beautiful. They chop it up me all the time, and they just tell me how much. And I'm just thankful for it. I'm able to even see that, to see this point. Even be of any assistance, because that's what I yearned for when I was in that position for 14 years straight. That's what I yearned for. And all I did, I studied, and when I got a hold of them, I studied from different places, but when I got a hold of RV Bay Publications and Literature Through There, Taj Tariq and IDL, Rosemaria Bay, that did it for me. When I got The Exhuming of a Nation, Do I leave living LAU Pleasant Bay by Pleasant Bay? Ooh. And we networked with and called a brother when I was in Alabama. And the brother Simon Dow, it was so beautiful. And that turned me to a different world right there. I got a dictionary. I got a law dictionary with the Constitution in it, the seventh edition. Black's Law Dictionary had the Constitution in the back. And then I understood what the prophet was talking about, the Constitution. I understood that I started studying a state. So I'm like, man, the prophet always talked about your vast estate. You get everything to reclaim my assets for saying the word estate. Estate and trust was synonymous. It's going together. So I thought, man, I'm seeing the depthness of that. Oh, man, then the dictionary became my best friend. I already knew the dictionary was tough because I used to study Webster's dictionary before. I used to always get, when I was young, get my vocabulary up. I knew dictionary learning, but I wasn't getting the right language. See, they use the Middle East, a different, language. Verbiage over here, so I had to study that. So that's what did it. So the brothers up there have a round table on discussion. They get on the phone all the time. They love the prophet. They love all the teachings. They see it. They see it as the truth of what it is. And that's what I did. I went through a lot of different folks. Of course, we was all forced to Christianity. Went to the church and all that. Through different branches of Islam. I studied all the brothers and sisters. I'm talking about anyone you can name and study one of them. And then I got introduced, and I seen the Moors. Ooh. And I just gravitated to it, but I never really studied the messenger. I never really studied the prophet. And I can study something and follow something and don't know the teacher. And when I got that Noble Drew Ali, the Exhuming of a Nation, and them lens, that opened me up. That opened me up to a whole nother world. I was on like Donkey Kong, turned on in. It was up. So that's what I recommend to the brothers and sisters and the family to get on RVBayPublications.com, order them pamphlets, order them books, those them little, I ain't gonna call them books, they powerful than a book. They them little pamphlets, they be short and sweet to the meat. And listen, they could teach a baby and just open you up on six, on constitutional law, man, I'll tell you, took me a long way. And then get Noble Drew Ali, the Exhuming of a Nation, through Sheila Hugh in Pleasant Bay. That's Noble Drew Ali, the Exhuming of a Nation, through Sheila Hugh in Pleasant Bay. Yeah, I'm promoting y'all. I'm promoting my people. Yeah, I'm promoting my people, my family, yeah. The charge, man. That's what we do, man. We're putting on information. I'm trying to get y'all out there. Now, there's other people out there. There's other websites in conjunction with the ones that I just sent you. But that's for you to go research. Fine. I just sent you one right there. There's other ones. So that don't mean I'm done. not seeing anybody else official or something like that. And there's a lot of places I dig through and, you know, get information from. But who I study with and who I build with, who I see that all their components are in tune with the budget, that's the one that I studied, and that's the RV Vaporation. That's where I go to. So like I said, disclaimer, hey, you do you, do me. Your way is your way, my way is my way. I'm speaking on behalf of me and the Morning Drip in Suleiman Bay. You do your thing, I do my thing. Let that go. Okay, so health organization, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity, the nonprofit. Up and running, got the truck now, and a lot of good. When doors close, other ones just open. Man, all the time when you be in tune, and the people just do stuff, and man, just pop up, blessings abound. I mean, blessed about as soon as the door goes from two more open. That's just how it goes. And when you be in tune and when you do all that, that's how it go down. That means I don't have faults and imperfections, because I do. You feel me? I have to work on those today. Each one of us do. That's the jihad. You feel me? The higher self against the lower self, fighting that good and evil within. You feel me? So I go through that too. So I'm not normal. You feel me? That's what they think. Jesus walked through the earth. He didn't go through those temptations and them feelings and them thoughts. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He did. So that's what people, they got you too caught up on. Spookism. You know, all this spookism. No, it's real. It's real and true, man. He came in the being, and he had to go through what beings go through. That's right. So, yeah, his wiener, his shabir got hard, too. You think it didn't? Yeah, women take him down, too. He had slick tongue. That's what they would call it. Yeah, he had that powerful tongue. Yeah, and when we take him down, they want some of that. Yeah, ladies, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. So, State Records of South Carolina. We're going into a little State Records of South Carolina, 100 feet more act. I'm going to read this real quick, and we're going to get into some credit repair, too, because that's what we do at the Law Empowerment Group, me and my co-partner. She is good in her side of that, and I'm good on my side of that. We do credit repair and credit rebuilder. So I said legal empowerment group, LLC.com. So yes, legal empowerment group. So the State Records of South Carolina, Journals of the House of Representatives, 1889 through 1790, Michael E. Stevens, editor, Benjamin Allen, assistant editor, published for the South Carolina Department of Archives in history by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina. 8557, copyright 1984 by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History. First edition published in Columbia, South Carolina by the University of South Carolina Press. Manufactured in the United States of America. The ISBN number is 087-249-9448. And that was the 20 January 1790. Okay, so they give you all that information, you go do your research. House Journal 4, January 1790, and January 20, January 1790. A petition was sent to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, and residents in this state. Oh, subjects of Morocco with residents in Carolina? Praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable be brought to justice, that they are subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. Ain't that something? They said they didn't want to be under the Negro Act. Here we go. The humble petition of Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel, Freeforce, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flor, and Clarinda, humbly show us that your petitioners, Sonia Path, had the misfortune while fighting in the defense of their country to be captured with wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa. Their third and Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador being invited in England in order to have them return to their own country. Instead of, he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Ain't that something? Since the period, they have by the greatest industry been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now pray on a house that has freed foreign subjects of a prince now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state, now in force called the Negro Law. But if they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury. That must mean the Negro trial and stuff is just. And your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray. Order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed: Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Fremonts, which he read in his place, and afterwards delivered it in at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information. Order that it be taken to immediate consideration, which being read through, was agreed to, and is as follows: this report that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in the state, are not triable by the law for the better order in the governing of Negro and other slaves. Resolved that this House do agree with the report. Yes, they pissing them like, man, don't put us under the Negro Act, the Negro Law that y'all got. That's unjust and bogus, because they know it's bogus. So that's what I'm telling y'all. We're running around here talking about you Negro, you Black African American. You keep signing that on the agreement, on the lease. You keep signing the lease. Every time you see a contract in front of you, you say race and you put on there Black, you keep agreeing for a fraud. Yeah, you keep agreeing to the fraud. So that's why you keep getting pulled over and they put them rules and laws on you. And you got to serve them with the news. You got to serve them with the news and give them the boost and tell them who you is and who you not. They going to assume that you who say you are, because they want to keep you under their act. They want to keep you in their code. That's how they're getting money and keep you down, keep you in the plantation, 10 years in the constitutional, amended constitutional, bogus amended constitutional enslavement. So you kind of suspended constitutional enslavement. Say that. So how that go? So, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on here. We're going to get into that. So, the credit repair to legal empowerment groups. Legal empowerment groups. This is what we're doing. We're repairing your credit, taking off your blemishes, taking off your marks, taking off your inquiries, taking off your bad credit. We're going to get it off of there. You're going to see, listen, I don't like to tell people quick times, you know. I don't like to tell people quick times. Nothing in life fast, you know, ever really amounts to nothing. You gotta do it right. It's a process. The process, you know, take 30 days or better for you to start seeing something. Just put it that way. And within 30 days, you're gonna notice changes all of your reports. All right, and those changes are gonna definitely be better. Now, how much your stuff goes up in 30 days? You can't be expecting your stuff just go boom, shoot way up in 38. Or as it goes on further towards the 45 and 60, 90 days, you're going to see a significant change in your credit score. Your credit score is all across the board, because you got three of them, then you got your complete one. You know, it's different. And also, it's alternative bureaus out there. Sometimes doing credit repair, I might have to go clean up, or we might go clean up the other bureaus too. So people don't understand that. There's other bureaus that reported on you when you apply for credit from certain people. They check from other people from other bureaus. Y'all don't be one, because y'all go apply for credit and they deny you and they send you the paper. You don't read it then anyway. You just see they deny you, throw it in the trash. But it tell you and give you the information who they pulled from. And sometimes it'll be Experian, Equifax, or TransUnion. It be the alternative credit bureaus. Some of the alternative bureaus are all of those branches. Union has Factor Trust, you know, so they have 100% of that. So that's what the repair. So we could repair you. We could get the stuff off. You don't have to pay the other companies. You could come and deal with us. No, it's just do it. No, y'all want to go pay the other people and be on monthly payments, pay all my, and we go get your stuff done. You go pay us, we go get your stuff done, and it's gonna be bam, bam, bam. Yeah, just like that. Pull up, hit the lick, we gone. Yeah, that's how y'all like to do it. You pull up, the money. Oh, okay, yeah, we do the exchange. Yeah, so hey, got the money, we got the honey. Yeah, that's just like that. So that's how that go. Now also builder. We can put the lines on there for you. You know, put the Marys on there for you. You know, help it boost you up. Yeah, the credit boost. So we have that in there too. So we have to go to Legal Empowerment Group 101 LLC.com. That's the go to the website. Pull that up. That's what you go see. And you can go in. Leave your references, whatever, leave your email on there and go in there and set up for consultation or whatever. And that's how that goes. All right. So that's the credit pair. So get into some of this other stuff. Now I had this other piece of information and it struck me odd. I had got this years ago when I was in this while sitting in them dismal crypts. And I was sitting in the and I came across this because in prison they hit you with a needle every year, like you can't deny this needle. And you know, they check this one, check for hepatitis or whatever they call it, tuberculosis or whatever. And if you've been exposed to something, you can get it with X-ray, but they're not gonna be paying for everybody to be doing no X-ray, so you have to get this shot. So if you don't get this shot, you got to prove how you can get this. Okay. If you get this X-ray and you refuse, they go quarantine you. But then they ain't gonna just quarantine you. They go quarantine you, and then they go come in there and they're gonna force give you the shot if you don't take it. Meaning, yeah, they're gonna come in there, bully, wrestle you down, whatever they gotta do, and you hit you with this needle. That was odd to me. That was deep to me. You gonna force me to give you said if you don't take it, you gotta isolate people because they. Okay, so if I'm isolated, why do I need to take it now? If you isolated and I'm out of the general population, I'm isolated in the cell by myself, I can't pass it in. I pass to somebody. They're going to make you come take this. They hit you with this. But the people on the street don't take this. The people don't take tuberculosis or hepatitis. Whatever it is. Get the shot every year. They stuff in you and look up. What are they doing for you? Yeah, so I got this article. It's called The Racial Integrity Act of 24, Wikipedia, I pulled it. It says, this article may require cleanup to meet Wikipedia quality standard. Okay, it says, on March 20th, 1924, the Virginia General Assembly passed two laws that had arisen out of contemporary concerns about eugenics and race. SB 219, entitled the Race Integrity Act, and S 281, an act to provide for the sexual sterilization of inmates of institutions in certain cases. Henceforth referred to as the Sterilization Act. The Racial Integrity Act of 1924 was one of a series of laws designed to prevent interracial relationships. The Racial Integrity Act required that a racial description of every person be reported at birth and divided society into only two classifications, white and colored, essentially all others, which included numerous American Indians. It defined race by the one-drop rule, the defining of color person with any African or Native American ancestry. See, they racing us out. See, all intertwined. It also expanded the scope of Virginia's ban on interracial marriage, anti-miscegenation law, by criminalizing marriages between white persons and non-white persons. In 1967, the law was overturned by the United States Supreme Court in its ruling on London, Virginia. The Sterilization Act provided for compulsory sterilization person deemed-minded. Included the insane, idiotic, imbecile, or epileptic. These two laws were Virginia's implementation of Harry Laughlin's model eugenical sterilization law, published 2 years earlier in 1922. The Sterilization Act was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case Buck versus Bell, 274 U.S. 297. This had appealed the order compulsory sterilization of Carrie Buck, who was an inmate in the Virginia State money for epileptics and feeble-minded and her daughter and mother. Together, these laws implemented the practice of scientific eugenics in Virginia. So, our word of the day, eugenics. Old Random House here, 1966. Yeah. I got to get some older ones still. Eugenics. E-U-G. Eugenic. Thinking about improvement, the type of offspring produced. They doing some DNA stuff. Having good inherited characteristics. Eugenics, one, the science of improving the qualities of the human race, especially by the careful selection of parents. Two, the process of improving offspring. Eugenics. Yeah, that's okay. You can't have no blacks and white can't have no marriage. So that's what it was improving. So people don't understand that even in biblical times. A lot of over into the land, don't mix, don't amalgamate with them. Go over there and kill everything, or you know, the dog had everything. They told them don't mix or nothing. Yes. So that's what that was. And people went over there and mixed, and then they became some other guys, and all that type of stuff went on and went down. So, yeah. So I'm looking for people out there that know, how to get them. Y'all working here. Y'all got jobs, working places that need trucker contacts, people to come in and move stuff. We need them donations. We need them donations so we can get out and pass them out to the neighborhood, to the people. We got a big truck, a 26-footer. Yeah, they go along like a U-Haul. So, we're trying to fill it up with food, all that kind of stuff, clothing, all the donations. We got a 501c3 donation nonprofit. I'm helping Earth Acquire Life and Humanity. Yeah, Texas-based. Yeah, Google that. Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. Health. We got a website. Get on the website or go to the email help.more@yahoo.com. And that website still been getting put up for that to come. Still waiting on that to come. They putting together. It just takes time because you got to have all your mission statements and everything all the way depths on there when you want to put it on there right. So that was that. So let me get into it. A few letters from these crypto people. They sent me some stuff about some 25-cent crypto to go pop in the morning. Let me see what I'm up to date. This is my issue 48. How many issues I got here? The same thing. Okay, this is the crypto investor and this power elite. So I'm going to get into the crypto investor because power elite is the next level. Into the crypto investor a little bit, give y'all some gems from what I got going on, and if it interests you, then you can get with it. I get information. This is Wise Crypto Investor. This is invest group that I buy into and get information from. Instead of investing, so the decisions be mine. I know how to look at stuff, go into stuff, and I don't just take what people say, but it's a lot of stuff going on that you can make ways that you can generate coins or whatever. Some people do, some people don't. Some people try the other way. So you learn what you want to learn and do. That's for you. I like dealing with numbers and stuff like that. I like dealing with options and graphs, and I'm into that type of stuff. I'm into that type of chase and going down, you feel me? So that's what I do. I like trying to make money when it's going up or down. So anyway, so the crypto is the best buying opportunity. This Wise Crypto Investor, the best buying opportunity since 2020's pandemic. May stomach turning sell off started with Tesla Incorporated, NASDAQ TSLA. That's the ticker symbol. CEO Elon Musk loudly disparaged Bitcoin on Twitter. It culminated a few days later in a furious wave of capitulation, selling that briefly bought Bitcoin as low as 30,000. But let's get one thing straight. Nothing will turn case for owning crypto. The Federal Reserve is still printing. Washington, D.C. is still spending. Real economic output is still shrinking. Governments are spending over backwards, cheapening the value of money to bail out weak Western economies. As long as this persists, investor appetite for Bitcoin and leading cryptocurrency assets will remain robust and growing. New all-time highs are all but guaranteed. On top of that, the primal rhythm of the crypto markets also remains undisturbed. Okay. Crypto's basic four-year cycle. You see, crypto markets tend to move in four 320-day cycles. The first of these 320-day cycles is bearish. Look at what took place between December 2018 and December 2018. Two, the second 320-day cycle was neutral. Its most recent incarnation was from December 2018 to March 2020. Notice that 320-day cycles don't always have to last exactly 20 days. This one, for example, stretched near 16 months. The third 320-day cycle is bullish. It began with pandemic panic sell-off of March 2020, okay, and it ended on Bloody Wednesday. It, too, was somewhat more than 320-day long. Okay, so latest point into that. Now, we get to the coin. Coin that they picked for today. I'm going to get straight to them. Now, they're going to go to now. I'm going to go straight to it. Race number two. To cash in crypto explosive force 320-day cycle. Okay. They got Ethereum, the world's number two crypto. I bought those when they was $444. $44 a piece. Yeah. Ethereum, the world's number two crypto by market capitalization after Bitcoin, really got clobbered in a crypto sell-off from fresh all-time highs above 4,300 to below 2,000, a 55% plunge. I didn't lose nothing at 445. Yet nothing fundamental has changed. ETH is still the first, biggest, and most used smart contract blockchain. Despite being overloaded from time to time, transactions than any other platform, more decentralized finance applications. Being the grandmother of DeFi is extremely important because even after the big May sell-off, DeFi is still the hottest thing in crypto. As you can see, DeFi used on Ethereum nearly quadrupled in just 1 year. Okay. Now, Ethereum is already in WTI portfolio. That's this portfolio I'm reading. Boosting an almost unbelievable 1,251% gain today. Yes, ma'am. Don't even think of selling. Not even thinking of it. What you could do is buy some more at current prices or getting in if you are not already. But right now, you also have a chance to buy ETH in the form of a closed-end fund, selling at 3% to 7% discount to net asset value. That's like scooping up ETH either at 93 cents to 97 cents on the dollar. So here's the name of that fund. Grayscale Ethereum Trust, and it's the ticker ETHE, okay, is a publicly listed closed-end fund, holds only Ethereum. That means anyone can buy and sell it. Now, the Grayscale Ethereum Trust is going to say OTCPK and ETHE. That's what we'll be looking for. That means anyone can buy and sell it through a conventional stockbroker without restriction. One share is worth around 97 cents. Yeah. Yep, 97 cents. As of writing, Grayscale Ethereum has been around since 2018, but in the early days, it was so illiquid that the share price only loosely mirrored ETH's price movements. Fast forward to 2021, and it's clear that this is no longer an issue. And it's telling you to buy Grayscale Ethereum Trust, OTPK, with the dots ETHE, at $25 or better. The order is good till canceled. So they say I'm buy the order. So then what I would do is, boom. And I will go and click in. I go click into my one of my trade one of my broker accounts. accounts, so I go to my TD Ameritrade right there, right? And I look up for y'all, for us. I mean, I don't work for y'all, I work for us. You feel me? We go together, but I can't work for you. I work with you, you feel me? A lot of times people want you to perform. I work with you. I lead you to the stuff, tell you about it. You do it yourself. You expect me to do it for you. I got to sit around and do it for you. You do it yourself. Everybody do their own stuff, man. Do it for themselves. I'm going. Believe me, I'm going to take time like the turtle, slowly but surely. I ain't in a rush. I ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody. Nothing. I'm just trying to stabilize my economy, my family. And we're going to get there, too. I love you, bro. I know. Okay, let's see, H-E, let's see, Grayscale E-Plus, when you type in on your account, say if you have T-31M, you type in for the ticker E-T-H-E, it'll come up, Grayscale Ethereum Trust, E-T-H, common units. So he said at 25 or better, buy it at 25 or better, it's at $18.17. So that's like a buy. Now, let me get that now because it ain't even at the 25. You see me? It's low. So then I go down and I read that Grayscale Ethereum Trust is an investment vehicle. ETH enables investors to gain access and exposure to the price movement of ETH in the form of a traditional security without buying, storing, safekeeping ETH directly. ETH is an investment object is for shares based on Ethereum per share to reflect the value of the Ethereum held by ETH, less ETH's expenses and other liabilities. Its activities include issuing the basket in exchange for ETH transferred as consideration in connection with the creation. ETH also engages in administrative and custodial procedures necessary to accomplish activities in accordance with the provisions of the trust agreement, the custodian agreement, the license agreement, and the participants agreement. Yeah, so, yeah. 42% held by institutions. That's cool. Earns per share. Earnings per share, 28. Okay. So that's cool. It's 5.6 billion and only 300 million shares out there, so they're not in debt. You know, I like to look at that. They're not in debt. I go look at the chart. So I go look at the non-chart. So in the last month, in June, May, in the end of May, they're at $28. They went down from $28 to where they at now. That was from May, okay? And then, in the middle of May, they were $40. They actually was at $40 in May. Okay, that was from 3 months ago, they went from $40. They fluctuated all the way from, in the last 3 months, from anywhere from 20 up to 40, and where they at now to 18 in the last 6 months. It went flat up down the last year. I like to look at the wavelengths. I like to look at the wavelengths and see where it's going. They get them good rushes. They go get a good rush. You go get that rush. You go get that whoop up. If you buy this 18 right now, you for sure see a 25. Let me see, 6 months, 25, 3 months, 25, 1 month. That's right. You go at least a 20 in the 20 something on your return right now. So that's a beautiful buy. You put 18 something, you go see 25 or better. You go $25 or better on your return. So you spend an 18 to get 25. $7 on your 18, you go get $7 every share. You feel me? That's how that go. Okay, so that was the tip of the day for that. Okay, so I said we went through a few things today. Let's see, I got one more. Let me try Dominique real quick. Just get in tune, y'all. That's all I say. Is start tapping in. Just start tapping in with your Aboriginal, your native side. Like finding out who you are, your people is, what reservation they was on, what tribe they tied to. Because that's deep, family. be that a lot of implications on even the laws that they use and now that use to just enslave us and put us in prisons and taxation and all, get all that stuff off you just from claiming your native aboriginal on the internet. Okay, there's a lot of different engines out there where you can get information from if you want to try to build your portfolio, whether it's crypto, whether it's stocks, whatever. They got Profits Run, Casey Research, Marketators, Money Map Press, Wise Crypto's, Oxford Club, Himmerady. It's obviously so many people, man. There's so many people. Everybody got information. I'm for the buy some of them. I just don't be in a rush. A lot of people be in a rush. I got enough tools in my tool basket, in my mind. I got enough tools to produce anything that I want in my world. And I will. But the mastermind you think it is to build Solomon's Temple. That note, I ain't even going to go no further. But there's people listening and understand that. So like I said, we just here to pass information, man. Pass information. I get as much into the Moorish side today and get into the, you know, the teaching. I'm just exemplifying and just passing on stuff to you guys in the broad, you know, But you got to find out who you are, man. Understand? Like I said, go to them forums. Go to these forums, these different forums out here. They got information. Like I said, go to these places, man. I mess with God. I deal with the more. That's who we are. And a lot of people don't want to claim or say that, but that's who. But just go back and check your history and figure out who you are and identify other than being Negro, Black, or Colored, African American, because that's not. You find out about, you know, where you come from and the land and where you are at and make some changes. Make some changes for betterment. Yeah, we're trying to help. Yeah, we're trying to help out right now. You know, we're trying to help make better for our posterity, you know, for our future generations. So we gotta uphold that Constitution, y'all. Listen, that was the greatest book that I got. One of the greatest books I got, that Constitution. You gotta understand that. That's what keeps everybody in check. That's the checks and balances there. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. The Constitution. Mm-hmm. Where the Negro, Black, Colored, African American is 3/5 of all the persons. Imagine that. 3/5 of all other persons. So, yeah, I need help. I don't know who out there listening. People listening and family and loved ones. And then I need help. And I need help with the brothers and sisters. Just all, you know, always knowing how to respond and move. And knowing that you have under your corner. Something happened, man. These people capture and kidnap you. They go become your refuge. Especially if you're doing good in the community. Especially if you're uplifting and helping people. And you're not in the way. You know, making a bad name. People be needing that help. So sometimes, you know, I got a lot of things going on. You know, I take care of my mom, you feel me? I got, you know, stuff going on, you know, different places. You know, going back and forth with the company and with the nonprofit and my business and, you know, just life and stuff be going on. So sometimes I be boggled down. I be, you know, and I be needing to send a lot of the more call me, the brothers call me, a lot of brothers and sisters just, you know, deep in the field. We all got expertise, what we know and what we study from different angles, the same stuff, but we study from different lenses, and we specialize, and we kind of each other at work from that angle. But yeah, it's a nation, man. We got to come together, starting with our families, just to build up your credit, to learn who you are, you know, tax-free around here, start boop-bopping them, hitting them upside the head, letting them know, putting them motives, man, you are who you are, come to stand down, you know. So, yeah, that's how that goes. So, it's been a blessing to be able to get back on with y'all and to talk with y'all this morning. I hope everything recorded crisp. You know, hope everything, if all the information got out to y'all, you know. So, I don't want it to be, I did the show before and talked a whole hour and it was there. You feel me? I just felt that it was right. And I got this little recorder that I walk around with that I hold and I press and I record because my mind be slipping and whoop and it moves too fast. And I can't put my thing down on paper and then they disappear so quick, but they be genius. So I got to write them. I got to talk them into this recorder and I got to start pulling that recorder figure out how to put this recording into this computer so it could just download these conversations that I have with myself, with my higher self, and so I could give y'all this image so y'all can see me in my highest moment, in my highest light. You be catching me here too, you know, when I be moving and grooving and I feel the flow and I give it to you, you know, from what I know. That's that right. So, I'm gonna pull that out and start working with that. But life is a lesson, man. We here to teach. We here to teach one. You know, each one teach one. Each one greet one. Teach one. Become one. You know, we people, man. One race, the human race. Yeah. You know, the human race. So, dig that. So like I said, there's a lot of different forms out there. You can tap in, you can learn information. We teach about Moorish science, Moorish American, teach about this dominion that we're in right here. So, thank y'all for stopping in, man. It's been a true, true blessing. I've been having some humbling experiences in my life right now. You know, personal relationships, all kinds of stuff has been real humbling. I've been able to see myself in other people. Really, I've been seeing other people act like me. And I see, man, is that what I've been doing? And that's what I've been doing. And I've been seeing it. I've been seeing the snare and the feeling that I've been representing, feeling in my mind in some situation. I've been seeing people reflected to me in the same situation. I look, I'm like, man, that's how I'm doing that person. That's how I'm looking. That's how I'm feeling. And people can't see when you look at them. They don't understand that you can see demons and angels and demons. See the snares on their face when they speak. They don't even know when they speak to me about a situation or a person. Oh, I'm going to get this for your mom or your dad. Well, and they speak it, that they snare on their face. And this is, and I don't say that's a great or make them bad, because this is the same snare that I have and feel inside of me about the situation. But I haven't learned how to deal with it and why I'm feeling that way. So I don't really hate the person. I feel disgusted that the person is that way. I don't feel bad about the person, but it seems like I feel bad about the person, or like I'm coming off to the person, and so other people coming off and seeming like that, and I'm seeing, and it's like, whoa, but they don't see it. They think they're being peaceful and being human, but I can see a smear on their face. If I had a camera, it would show the demon. It's just a reflection of me. So like I said, I thank y'all, man, for coming through. We need incense, getting on out of here. I thank y'all. It's been a blessing to share with y'all, all the prisoners and the women and men and our family, the prisoners. Hey, shit, it's one fight, one struggle. They're trying to capture us all before we even grow. Yeah, they've already captured you on paper. So they can't wait to put you through the rest of the penal system. They already captured the vessel on paper. Yeah, with the birth certificate and social security number. So remember that. Well, listen, I love y'all more, and I thank y'all, and just to continue support. Continue to tap in, and the more y'all tap in and we turn up, we get more people following, the more we just go do what we share, we go open up the live lines and stuff. The more people follow, call in, get it on, we'll talk about what's going on, what we know and what we don't know. All right? So I kill y'all in peace, and I leave y'all in peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank y'all for coming. Peace be unto y'all. As Brother Yahushua Jesus used to say, peace be unto you. Thank you for coming. Peace.